Blog Talk Radio.
Are we live here now?
Well, the bumper was happening, but then it got cut off.
All right, then I'll just introduce us. Welcome to Portal to Ascension Radio. This is Alan Steinfeld, and I have a very exciting show here with one of my all-time, long-time friends and expert musician who's really tuned into the angelic realm. Peter Sterling is joining us today. Hi, Peter. How are you?
Hi, Alan. Hi. Hello, everybody. Good to be here with everybody today. Yeah.
It's great because I've known Peter, I guess I've known you for like 30 years, maybe 40 years. Could it be that long?
maybe almost 30,
Yeah, and your evolution and your communication with the angelic realm has been evolving all this time. So do you want to play a little music and then we'll talk about the communication with the angelic realms? Peter's a harp player. He's going to be playing that at the Portal to Ascension Conference in October. So, Peter, give us a sample of your communication with the angels through your harp.
Certainly, I would love to. I'm actually in my home in Sedona now. I'm looking out my window at Thunder Mountain. I have a beautiful view of Thunder Mountain. It's a blue sky day here. Lovely. So I'll just sit back. I'll do a little quick harp angelic invocation for everybody to bring in some higher frequencies through the harp for us right now. So just take a deep breath, relax, and just let's all open up. Let's all come together and unify in the energy of ascension and unity and oneness and love. And music is such a great, you know, vehicle and a container for that energy for all of us to link into. So let's just let the harp speak to our heart and soul and unify us here as one. So enjoy.
Beautiful, Peter. That is so nice. I mean, when you're playing, I'm curious, are you drawing in the angelic powers in those in that kind of musical interlude?
Say it again, please.
Are you actually activating the angelic realms when you're playing the harp? What's happening on an angelic level with that sound?
Mm-hmm. Well, the answer to your question is absolutely, and right in that moment, I mean, I set the stage with my words of what my intention was behind when I was going to play, and I just hold the harp and I just start with one chord, and I don't know what I'm going to play. It just happens, and it just comes through me. My hands just move on the strings, and that's how I've always played, and I feel it in my heart. I don't know any music theory, Alan. I never went to music school, and I'm self-taught on the harp, which I didn't come into my life until my early 30s. And before that time, music wasn't a big part of my life. Although I had felt music in my heart and soul, like probably most of us do, and would love to have played an instrument, but it wasn't until that time when through this, you know, miraculous series of events happened to me here in Sedona all those days ago when I was drawn here, you know, right after the harmonic convergence. I came here in 1988, and that's really when Sedona got activated. So so I was drawn here, and I moved from Colorado, and you and I knew each other from those early days. And yes, I came here, and I had heard rumors of this mystical power spot in the desert southwest, and with these you know, energy vortexes. The word was getting out. This was before internet or cell phones or personal computers, so it was just word of mouth, right? And but exactly. I came here, and I started to explore the vortexes and the power spots, and started meditating and, you know, tuning into my energy and endeavoring to raise my vibration, and, you know, really hearing about people. Everybody here was talking about the ascension and the DNA activation and the shift of the ages, and we need to raise our vibration and, you know, do all this inner work so that we could receive more light and love and vibrate a higher frequency in order to make a shift into a whole new dimension of being. So that was always my quest here. And then when I went into the vortexes and I had these mystical experiences, I started to hear the inner music of the angels. And so, you know, long story short, and I did write about this in great detail in my book, Hearing the Angels Sing. And I have a lot of YouTube videos that people, if you're interested in more details, just go to YouTube and check out. And you and I have done more in-depth video interviews as well. All this, Alan, for on new realities.
Yeah. Definitely.
But we only have a short time, so I don't want to just go over my whole story again. I just wanted to touch on it. But yes, so ever since that time when I connected with the angels and the music started coming on the harp, that was why, because I made a connection with my spiritual circuitry, with my light body, and I was able to, you know, connect those higher chakras, those higher circuits that connected me in with the higher dimensions of light, into the celestial and into the golden lights, you know. And so go ahead.
No, it's interesting because we do have that kind of history together, along with lots of people who are kind of searching for that ascension, those codes to ascension. And so, you know, that was in the 80s after harmonic convergence. I don't know if people listening even knew about that, but we're also going to be at the portal to ascension. So do you think there was a shift, you know, that we were all looking for? I mean, yes, for some people, but what's your overview of the last 30 years as this ascension frequency has come to the planet? What has happened, you feel?
Well, I think we're living through, you know, the great shift of the ages into the long, you know, prophecies and foretold golden age of man. This is in every faith, every religious tradition, every mystic tradition speaks of a coming time. And, you know, you can look at it through different systems, different viewpoints, you know, astrology or the Mayan calendar, or, you know, Vedic Hindu astrologies, the yugas, you know, the precession of the equinoxes, all of this stuff is showing us that there are cycles, you know, and this is what Ezekiel spoke about, you know, the wheels within wheels. And when you access, you know, you were talking about the early days, and you and I were really blessed, Alan, because, you know, we got to hang out, and we were, in a sense, mentored, or we got to really out with a lot of the pioneers, you know, in this new thought, in this consciousness, you know, the Aquarian consciousness. And so we're really cool to be there on that forefront when it just started. But there is great cycles. And, you know, we're experiencing time. We're mortals that are incarnated in a material world. It's an evolutionary timeline in which we're existing and expressing in from any moment, right, in this moment right now. So we are evolving, and we can see as our external world is changing in front of us, like the technology that we all have now with our phones, our iPhones are so incredible. Like, you know, 20 years ago, we only dreamed of having something like this. It's like Star Trek, and it's unfolding so fast. But my take on it is, yes, there's something great is happening, and, you know, so much of it is happening on an inner level, on the level of the soul, you know. So, but we are seeing...
That's a great point. You're absolutely right. And I think it is an inner transformation. Everybody wants the ascension to be this transformation of the planet. But I think it's really an awakening of it. How you tap into those angelic realms and make them real, not just an idea, but you bring them into reality through your visions and your music, right?
Well, you know, you're right, and but I always, my intention was very clear, and, you know, we, you know, from the Keys of Enoch, and back in the 80s, that's when I met J.J. Hertak for the first time, and was introduced to the Keys of Enoch, and fifth dimensional consciousness, and the light body, and ascension codes, and all of this. So I've been doing that work for a long time, and it was because I was actively engaged, and I was wanting to, you know, open up my consciousness, to open up my third eye, to be able to see into the invisible realms beyond the veil of illusion of this world. Like every tradition, every master tells us that this is all an illusion. You know, but
right.
On the other side of the veil is this great, majestic reality in the heavenly realms, which is so much beyond our comprehension as mortals at this point. But as we're evolving, we're starting to get glimmers of it. We're starting to see it. It's starting to come into focus. We can feel it. It is a frequency like our friends, you know, Chris Grissom. Ecstasy is a new frequency, right?
Right.
So
right.
We're embodying it, and we're raising our vibration, and we're connecting with our tribe, our soul tribe, and we're all resonating together, and we hug each other, and we look into each other's eyes, and we're feeling this love energy and this unifying, you know, energy of light that we're experiencing. We can see it around each other. And so there is something occurring, but, you know, just from our five senses, if you're just using your five senses to try to, you know, get enough information to put it all together to give you an understanding, no, we have to open up into our sixth sense, into our clairvoyance, into our spiritual vision. And in order to do that, you have to go inside and go through the process, but also the music is such a vehicle to transport the soul into these higher realms. And that's why the angels gave it to me. And the harp is, you know, why the harp specifically was given to me is because of the quality of the tone, the clarity, the harmonic quality of a harp. There's nothing that sounds like a harp. And it's an absolutely heavenly sound. And even science is studying the sound of the harp. And we have a lot of research that shows how it affects people on all levels. But yes, it is a vehicle. So the angels gave it to me, and just to listen to the harp, if you just listen, and to my music, to my CDs, that's why the angels gave it to me, was to give to people now. They can listen to it, and it will cocoon you in this kind of sonic, warm hug of a beautiful energy that if you just relax and surrender to it, it will raise you up. And it can open your heart and can bring great healing. And it's also holographic music. So when you close your eyes and you just look up into your mind's eye and just open your mind's eye and your imagination as you're listening to it, and these beautiful vistas and panoramas appear to people. And I've had people write me letters from all over the world confirming and verifying this for me. And it's the way the angels showed me how to put it all together. Holograms. So that's my work, because as we're moving into this new consciousness, Alan, as you know, our perceptions are expanding. We're starting to see more like the 360. It's like holographic vision. But in order to see that, you know, your third eye needs to be open and your heart has to be open. It's not just a mental pursuit, but you really have to open your heart first. It's like the gateway of the heart into those inner chambers, and then allow the kundalini and the shakti to rise, and then open the third eye and the crown chakra, and then you can behold the majestic worlds of the heavenly realms. I mean, you know, it's there. There's this great saying that we all know, knock and the door shall be opened unto thee. So...
Mm-hmm. Well, I like what you're saying, is because we are definitely moving into a new time, and we have these tools, and we have music and books like Keys of Enoch. Actually, I'm going to be in Sedona with J.J. Hertog April 1st for the Keys of Enoch celebration, Easter celebration. Maybe you can join us, Peter. Then I will be taking a group to Sedona, because I think the reason you're in Sedona is because it accelerates the frequency there. And I'll be taking a group there. You can find out about that if you email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. But talk about that. You've been immersed in the Red Rock energy, the magnetic fields of that place. And how does it accelerate consciousness for you?
Well, it's certainly one of the most powerful planetary vortexes in the world. I've been lucky enough to be able to go to a lot of the sacred sites like Egypt and Machu Picchu and Stonehenge and things like that, and I've felt the energy and carried my harp with me to all of these sacred lands and meditated there and tuned in, you know, to the energy, and they're all amazing, but Sedona's right, you know, is right in that category of a major world power spot, sacred site. So the thing that people always comment about here is the energy here. It's a very high vibration because of the rocks, because of the, you know, the mineral content, the iron and the rare earth minerals and quartz. Quartz is all through the red rocks here. And even in the U.S. Geological Survey, you can go online and to the USGS.gov, and you can see the survey of this area. What's really unique, really interesting, Alan, what I recently discovered was that the USGS has surveyed all of North America, measuring the magnetic fields using airplanes flying at low altitudes with magnetometers. And what they have discovered is that Sedona, this region of Sedona, has the highest amount of magnetic anomalies or unusual magnetic fields of all of North America are found
oh,
here.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
We actually have some scientific validation for the unique energy fields. So, for instance, we have the electric vortexes here like Bell Rock, Airport Mesa, and then we have the magnetic ones, feminine energy like Cathedral Rock, and well, on these magnetic anomalies is when there's spikes and dips in the magnetic field. So when you go to these power points, like the electric ones, is where there's a spike in the magnetic field, and that would be Airport Mesa and Bell Rock. And Cathedral Rock, being a magnetic vortex, is where there's a dip, and people say it's very grounding and feminine energy there. And what's interesting, through Cathedral Rock, there's actually a fissure, like a fault line fissure, where the lava came up from deep, deep underground, and it's a, like a vein that runs through Cathedral Rock. And that particular basalt lava has a very high amounts of magnetite in it, which is a magnetic element. So that too contributes to the magnetic quality of Cathedral Rock. But what's interesting, the correlation here, Alan, is that there is some research that shows that our brainwave states are affected by the Earth's magnetic field. So there's this connection. So when you come to these places where there's these unusual magnetic fields and you meditate there, within moments, you can entrain with the magnetic field, and it can create a different brainwave state, maybe like an alpha state, a deep meditative state, or maybe a theta state, which is more really highly creative and visual. And there is other research that shows that our perceptions are affected by our brainwave states. So what's really found, you know, taking people as a guide here, land now for almost 30 years, is that when I take them to these places and I guide them into a meditative state and do my work, sound healing and whatnot, people change, their vibration changes, their brainwave state changes, and their perceptions change. So when they open their eyes and they look around, they see things differently. Things seem clearer and more vivid, and they feel differently, and they also perceive themselves differently. And what's so interesting, Alan, about the effect Sedona has on people is that it it changes people's perceptions of themselves. They see themselves differently, and they often remember who they are. Sedona has this great gift of helping people to remember the beauty and the majesty of who they are in their soul. And people can get in touch with their soul. They hear the inner voice here maybe for the first time. And it's a place of remembering. So people remember who they are here. And that's why people are drawn here from all over the world. And I love being an ambassador and help people to remember who they are here on the land in Sedona.
Yeah, it is a place of remembrance. I mean, there's a red rocks I feel resonate with, as a magnetic field, sort of like you're saying. But the red, the iron in those rocks magnetizes our blood even. You know, there's an upliftment on a cellular level, and you are just awakened to a higher energy. So it's great that you've been spending all that time there. But do you think on a planetary level there's a great awakening happening of some sort? Do you feel it all over? I mean,
oh, yes.
What do you make of that and the political situations and all that?
Well, I make of it that, yeah, I mean, we've been in these cycles of activations for the last 30 years. It started with, you know, the harmonic convergence, then went up to 2012 and the end of the Mayan calendar.
Right.
And these astrological alignments and different things. And this last year we had, you know, the eclipse, and then we had all these incredible, like, hurricanes and earthquakes.
Right.
Happening at once, and we were like, and now that, you know, in the floods and the fires in California, and so many of my friends' homes were destroyed and lives were destroyed by that. It was like the end of the world. Like, it is, does seem like biblical proportions in that respect. And now, even today, like in the news, now Russia has come out and said they have a supercharged missile that they can hit anywhere in the world. It's a nuclear missile, and now they have a propaganda video they just released today that shows Russian nuclear bombing Florida, of all things.
Wow.
So now all this stuff
I
happening.
I didn't see that. That's
yeah, it's brand new today. You'll have to look on the news. So we've got all of this. You know, things are definitely heating up, and we can even watch within our own government, the chaos is growing, you know, within our own government. So I think it is a time, although I feel just incredibly blessed for the pure potential, because we live in a world of duality and polarity, as the greatness even births even more and we see the light, there's going to be the drama, and the stuff is going to be even more intense, you know, as we make the shift of the ages. So it's really important for us to stay connected, to unify oneness, the higher frequency of divine love, and to come together and create that unified field, that morphogenic field of oneness of the light workers and the star seeds and all of us coming together to raise the vibration of the planet. And of course, music can do that like nothing else can. I'm looking at a quote here from Beethoven. And what does he say about music? He says, "Music is a higher revelation than all wisdom and philosophy." You know?
Mm-hmm.
Here's just a couple more quotes. Lao Tzu, China, 5,000 years ago, wrote the Tao Te Ching. He says, "Music in the soul can be heard by the universe."
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I'm so happy. What? Go ahead.
And one more. I like to breathe. The last one from Plato. "Music is a moral law. It gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and charm and gaiety to life and to everything."
Wow. So you're going to be bringing music to the Portal to the Ascension Conference in October, right?
Absolutely. I'm going to be doing my live looping with my harp and my other instruments and creating like multi-textured, multi-layered, angelic, sonic sculptures that are like holograms in the air above everybody that you can actually see if you open up your third eye and your clairvoyance. You can see them, the geometries that the angels and I will be creating as we're opening portals to allow the streaming of celestial light on those in attendance. It's going to be a beautiful...
Well, you sound like you're in a really good space, Peter. Like it's kicking in. The all that work we've been doing for all these years, you know? I mean,
absolutely, absolutely. And, it, you know, one of the things that's really made a difference for me, and I just want to touch on this, because this is one of the most revelatory things, is that I was introduced recently to hemp oil and CBD, and what this is doing as all of us are tuning into this is the discovery of my endocannabinoid system in my own body. And by taking the sacred plant medicine that is now coming to the world, like the end of prohibition of the sacred plant, it actually holds the key to the light body. And I was shown, if we have a couple more minutes, a very interesting timeline synchronicity with this, and I think you would appreciate this, is that, okay, so in 1968, the year that changed everything, the Summer of Love, that was the year that Dr. Meshulam in Israel and his team isolated THC, Delta-9, check out the numbers, Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol as the chemical that gets you high. So that was isolated in 1966. Then in 1988, 20 years later, is when they found the first receptor site in the brain for cannabinoids. And they were perplexed. Mm-hmm. Would we have receptor sites in our brain for a plant molecule? Okay, and that was 1988. It was right after the harmonic convergence of 1987, of planetary activation. Right after that, the same scientist discovers the receptor site, the first part of the endocannabinoid system. When we raise the vibration from that, we receive these gifts, the illumination of the light body, and it's coming through the endocannabinoid system for us right now. Very important. So that was in 1988. Then in 1992, which was also the time shift of the Mayan calendar, and we were here in Sedona. There was a big festival. That's when they discovered the first endogenous cannabinoid bonding with a receptor site in the brain, and they called it anandamide, the bliss molecule. Okay, so...
I didn't know that. That's
interesting. Yeah, it's fascinating. So I've always believed, and maybe you've heard this too, is when we do these planetary activations and we come together and link as one family of light, we raise the vibration, we do shift consciousness, and then over time we'll see that start to manifest within our culture, like new discoveries or new art or something that's uplifting or in something, you know, So as we continue to do that, spiritual gifts come to us collectively for the human race as we do that to help us to make the shift, because the gods, the angels, the masters, the galactic lords of time and light and ETs, they're all wanting to give us, it's all there for us. We just have to do our part. We just keep raising our vibration, keep opening to more love and light coming together. That's how we're going to make it through the times ahead, I believe.
Beautiful. Peter, thank you for the work and the pioneering efforts and the visions that are awakening, you know, all of us to the next level of reality. So I look forward to seeing you in April. How can people find you and hear your music and hear more of your words?
Yeah, well, I'm on, my website is Harp Magic, HARPMAGIC.com. And you can see my music there, and also have links to my art website, because I'm doing my Portals of Light art, and I have the showroom gallery in my home, and this and that, plus my land journeys and my healing on the land and all that. So you can find it there at harpmagic.com, and plus all my tracks are available on Amazon, iTunes, and anywhere online where you can listen and download to music, you can find my stuff. So I'll look forward to seeing you in April, and we're going to have such a wonderful Easter reunion with the Family of Light and the Keys of Enoch group.
Right. And then we'll have it'll keep building till October, till the Portal to Ascension conference, where I think if we can keep this energy going, that conference in October in Irvine will really be spectacular.
I believe so. It's going to be a wonderful time. Spring is just around the corner. New growth.
Yeah. Thanks, Peter. You want to leave with a few music notes for us? And then I'll talk to you soon anyway. I'll call you when I'm out there, okay?
Yeah, I'll just play until the end. And it's so great to be here with you, Alan. Always a pleasure to talk to you, my old friend. And look forward to meeting you again on the Red
Thanks.
Rock.
Definitely, yes. Great to talk to you, Peter. Thanks. Yeah.
Sure.
Are you there, Alan?
Alan, just left, brother. Thank you so much, Peter. I'm really excited to have you here, man. It's going to be a great addition to the whole experience we've had. Take care. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And we'll be putting this up on YouTube. Please tell us soon. Bye-bye.